The Rutland Herald newspaper is dealing with fallout from a story that ran in its own paper this past Friday, bringing the finances of the oldest continuously owned family newspaper in the country into question. Not long after the Herald ran a story that checks to newsroom staffers had bounced in recent weeks, the president of the paper, John Mitchell, fired the Herald's top editor, Alan Keyes. Alan Keyes is on the line with me now, and I want to thank you very much, Alan, for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you for taking the time, Mitch.
Now, it's not easy for a news organization to report on itself, as was the case here. What did the article in Friday's paper report regarding checks to newsroom staffers?
It had reported that some newsroom staffers had checks that had bounced or didn't clear their banks in the usual timely manner, and also that some freelancers had gone for a period of time without getting paid, certainly not getting paid in the usual way, and employees were not getting answers from management that they thought were accurate or any answers at all in most cases.
Had this been an issue that was talked about in-house for a while before the story ran on Friday?
We were talking about doing a story for a period of time. It kind of came to a head on Thursday when we usually get our paychecks on Thursday, and they did not arrive. And reporters and staff in the newsroom kind of were seeking answers at that time and did not get answers they thought were that they thought were appropriate. So I talked to the reporters, and we agreed that we needed to do a story. And I also talked to the editors, and we challenged each other about what a story would look like, and we agreed to go ahead and do the story.
Now, as I understand it, you wanted to run a follow-up story, and that's that was something that John Mitchell, the paper's owner, did not want you to run. And that's after you said you wanted to run the story, wouldn't back down from that. Is that when you got fired?
Correct. I thought it was important that we continue to follow the story. We had more information that we thought we needed to report. I was told I could not do the story, and I was insistent that I think for the credibility of the newspaper, for our staff, that we needed to treat this story like we would any other story, and reporting it like we would for any other institution or entity.
I want to get an idea, Alan, if you can, of what that conversation was like. I'm sure it was very uncomfortable, but did John Mitchell sort of warn you not to run the story, say, listen, your job is at stake here, or did you just say, I think the story should run, and that's when he said, well, we're going to have to let you go because of that?
I was certainly aware my job was at stake. I believe more or less I was told that I could I wasn't going to walk the story, and I could leave right then. And I was insistent that I wasn't leaving, that I was going to be doing the story.
And I understand that after that happened, some staff members walked out of the newsroom. Is that right?
Yes. Some staffers met me, came out and met me in the parking lot, and we just talked about what happened. And it was kind of an emotional time, and I really appreciated all their support at that time.
What are the finances like at the Rutland Herald right now? Because people are left to speculate. There was the story that ran Friday, but is there something about the newspaper that that folks should know about that you feel should get out there?
I'm honestly not involved in the financial aspects of newspapers. I do at times sign time cards of folks who work in the newsroom, and I just know that if they work there 40 hours, and I kind of aware of that, then I sign off on it. But I'm not aware of the financial situation at the newsroom. And I think that's what some of the employees want, are some answers.
I understand there's a staff meeting that's scheduled for later this morning at the Rutland Herald. Obviously, you won't be there, having been dismissed, but I imagine that you are concerned for your colleagues who will be there. What's your understanding about the purpose of this meeting?
I honestly don't know what the purpose of the meeting is. It's been a meeting we call them stand-up meetings at the Herald, where the senior management gets up and talks about kind of the state of the state of the Herald. And that meeting has been canceled repeatedly, and I think that caused a higher level of anxiety. So I don't know what's going to be discussed at this meeting. I know there's lots of people who are hopeful that maybe there'll be good news that will come out of this. I know the Mitchells, I believe they're good people, and I think maybe we'll get the answers that will help reveal things to us, to the employees.
Alan, finally, again, I appreciate you so much speaking with us this morning. I imagine this must be an emotional time for you, and I just wonder if you can let me know how you're feeling about what happened. Do you have any regrets about standing your ground on wanting to run that follow-up story?
I do not. Mitch, I've, you know, when I got out of college, the first job I had was as a newspaper person at my local hometown newspaper. I was a paper boy when I was growing up. So this is actually the first day since, you know, almost I left college that I haven't had a job in journalism. So it's very, very different right now. And I had to do the story. There was no, I just wish there was a way I could have, the management would have trusted us to do it in a fair way and in a credible way. They wish they would have trusted me and the staff to do that.
Perhaps your willingness to take that stance may put you in good stead for a future job. I imagine you do want to remain working in journalism in some capacity.
I certainly do. I certainly do. And I'm really concerned about the staff there and their situations right now. They're very dedicated people who work there at the Rutland Herald and do a lot for the community. And I also want to thank people who have reached out to me, colleagues and throughout the community. It's been very heartening.
Alan Keyes has been a news editor at the Rutland Herald newspaper until his dismissal this past Friday. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks, Mitch. I appreciate you taking the time.